I would like people to reframe that holiday experience rather than dread to trying to get the joy out of the season.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm very glad to be joined today by Esther Koch. She is the president and founder of Encore Management. Esther, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Aaron. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for joining me today. And just can we start first, Esther, by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your company for our listeners out there who might be unfamiliar?
Certainly. I am a gerontologist and elder care advisor, and my firm, Encore Management, provides personal and corporate advisory services and seminars to assist boomers with the range of issues associated with caring for an aging parent and their own aging. My background is I have a gerontology degree from USC. I was a delegate to the 2005 White House Conference on Aging. I'm a Medicare Aging Network partner with the Administration on Aging and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid on the prescription drug plan. And I probably most importantly, I have been the primary caregiver to my mother over the last 10 years.
And Esther, your latest press release that you put out through PRWeb is giving some tips and suggestions for people out there who are in the same situation as you and might be the primary caregiver for one or more of their parents. And could you please just share with us maybe some of the ways to relieve some holiday stress?
Well, I think for many families, what creates holiday stress is family, and especially aging parents. But I would like people to reframe that holiday experience rather than dread to trying to get the joy out of the season. And so to personalize it to what I call creating moments of joy, because joy really is in the moment, and it's really those moments that you remember over time. And I think for many people, they're going to have to get to some forgiveness. They may have to forgive their parents, forgive them, their siblings, and forgive themselves. But that's really the way you get to celebration, is through forgiveness. And there's a lot of dysfunctional families out there, and really people need to get to forgiveness to get to joy. But once you get there, the possibilities are really limitless. And it really depends upon where your parents are in the continuum, but you can't take for granted that your parents are always going to be as physically and mentally able as they are now. And it's usually a triggering event that brings them to another level, and they will never get back to the level that they were at before. So first, the ideas are maybe the grander events that I always thought it would be fun to go with your parents to pick out the tree and to trim the tree. But if they're not as able to do that, well, then you take a drive and take a look at some of the Christmas lighting in the neighborhood, which is kind of a fun thing to do, which I remember doing as a child that I haven't done since then. And I'm sure a lot of people haven't done, but that's a way to look at it. Or you go to the Nutcracker or a choral concert, or maybe even go to a sing-along Messiah. But if your parents can't get out, then maybe what you do is you rent a Christmas movie or you watch a Christmas special together. So there's ways to set it up so that it is fitting to what your parents can do. I mean, it's always great to bring out the old family photo albums, take lots of pictures, but make sure you get them processed so that you can enjoy them. Or maybe you go to the local mall and you get a family picture with Santa. You know, that's a fun thing to do, and you're going to have it afterwards. So it really depends upon the person. Anything to do with grandchildren can create joy. Maybe you want to teach your parents to shop online or how to use a computer so that they could interact more with their grandchildren. So those are just some of the ideas.
And Esther, do you have any contact information for our listeners out there who may have some more questions for you?
I do. The website for Encore Management is www.encoremgmt.com. There is on the website under Moments of Joy some other articles. There's also an article on how I have created moments of joy with my mother called Kiss the Joy that people might enjoy reading. There's some other tips for holiday moments of joy. The phone number for our company is 650-358-9025. And if anyone wanted to get in contact with me, my email address is Esther at EncoreManagement.com.
All right, Esther, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I thank you very much for coming on and telling us some tips and suggestions for those folks out there who may be, like you said, the primary caregivers for their parents. And I wish you the best of luck in the future, and have a great holiday.
Thank you very much, Aaron, and happy holidays to you, too.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.